Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home here on UMFM. My name is Jeff, here till 4 o'clock. You can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and you may want to because you may get mad at me today. And I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm not putting your taste in music down. I'm not saying these artists aren't good. It's just for some reason, you know, we've grown apart. And that happens in relationships, especially with me. I think you can see that one coming. But, you know, for whatever reason, these are artists that I used to love, or albums or bands that I used to love. And then somehow I just lost my way. And it's, you know, maybe it's me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. In some cases, I obviously haven't tried very hard. But I'm going back to the stuff that I love from these artists and just wondering if there's stuff that I could love after this. You know what I'm saying? Here's one. And I'm obviously the exception to the rule in a lot of these cases, because a lot of these artists have gone on to be super famous and super successful after me. And maybe I gave them the push. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm responsible for their success. I mean, that couldn't be. But, you know, we were there early on. Pals, supporters, encouragers, and then now we're just the little people. And that's okay. Because there's always something new for us to champion. But I'm going to go back here to 2008 record that I think it's brilliant. I really do. I don't think she does. I don't think it was a very happy time for this artist, to be honest with you. She doesn't really have anything nice to say about this period of time, but some great music came out of it. And then she became a big star after that. And I completely lost interest. Once Stompa happened, I was out. But the early stuff, I love me some early Serena Ryder.
You would have told me when I was young, when I had space to fill and someone to become. Oh, oh. 'Cause darling, I'm beside myself and I don't think that you know which one of me you are talking to. I'm tired of pretending everything's alright. was a lesson that you left behind instead. Oh, oh. I guess I was beside myself and didn't know that you knew which one of me you were talking to.
I'm Serena Ryder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
He was someone who looked like you. Thought maybe I'd be able to pretend for a while.
Vice, tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Oh, oh, oh. Unpacking the bags and setting up. Planted lilacs and buttercups. Oh, 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 but in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
We gotta send some love and good wishes out to old pal Stu over there. His guts are all torn up. He's at the hospital, and I think he's gonna make it. I don't think we have to worry about that. But we miss the guy on the Twang Trust for sure, and we gotta wish him well. And the reason I bring that up, he sparked a real conversation about the first time we saw that artist in Winnipeg. That's Feist, of course. From the album Let It Die from 2004, and around that time, Feist played the West End Cultural Center with Christine Fellows opening, and I think more people came to see Christine Fellows than they did to see Feist, And I certainly had no clue who she was. I'm sure I got in for free, like a lot of people did, apparently. And she just blew us away. It was such a great, great show. And that record is great. You know, Let It Die, it's a fantastic record. I got no problem saying that. But then she became popular, and for whatever reason, it didn't resonate with me quite as much after that. So I don't know, maybe that's just me. Probably. But, I haven't been as excited since then. Before that, Jill Barber from her debut EP, A Note to Follow So. We heard In Perfect Time. At the time, it sounded a lot like Sarah Harmer. First time I saw her, Gary and I went to the Academy Coffee Company on Academy Road. I think it was one of those early, like Sunshine House benefits or something. Because it was around Christmas time, and it was Jill and Matthew Barber played. Nobody had ever heard of them before, but they were in town visiting their grandparents for Christmas. So they played a set, and they were great. And I got Jill's record, and Gary got Matthew's record. And they both became, much bigger things later on. I don't know. First couple of records had me hooked, line and sinker. And now she's doing jazzy. She's a big deal now. Don't get me wrong. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not as much my thing, I don't think. Which is fine. Doing fine without me. Nico Case in there. I know that's a controversial one because I know a lot of you still love Nico Case. We had our time. It was a beautiful time. We'll always have the memories. But I think we'll agree to disagree. Me and Nico from now on. Look for me, I'll be around. And maybe I'm still bitter because she refused to do a station ID for me at the folk festival 1 year after she'd just done one for Stu Reed. She refused to do one for me. She said, I don't like doing those things. Well, you just did Stu's. Never mind. So I walked away with my tail between my legs. One of two artists to ever refuse to do a station ID, her and Matt Anderson. Flat out refused. And, where are they now? Oh, yeah. Serena Ryder off the top, Sweeping the Ashes from Is It Okay? Love that record. Love the EP before that. First met her at the Times Change when she was like 18. I think Bob Snyder introduced me. Where are we now? She's a big deal, and we're not, me and Bob. I miss Bob. I wonder where Bob is. Bob was cool. Anyhow, going in back and revisiting some artists and bands that I used to love. And, this one, I think we can agree maybe that the quality of this next band/guy has maybe dipped a bit. There's a new single out. It's like this dance pop remix of, I don't know. I pulled it up. I was going to play a clip of it, but it's you remember when David Lee Roth had that dance pop hit, Jump, and some German dude made it a dance pop hit. This is kind of like that, maybe. If this band had only made two records, I think they'd still be, one of the greatest Winnipeg bands ever. But they made other stuff after that. If you're really brave, if you're brave or crazy, look up the new single from the Crash Test Dummies. I don't recommend it.
Skeleton in everybody's closet. I can think of one or two in my own room. But I would like to introduce them both to you. Shake their bony hands and so dispel the gloom. 'Cause you're so kind, I know you would not mind. Send away the ghosts that haunt me now.
and things I fear just wouldn't seem so near. When I stroll out late at night, would be nothing rattling at my ears. Bones won't let me sleep. Demons come to plague me as I lie in bed. But I know if you were sleeping there beside me then, that you would fend them off and they would let me rest. You're so kind, I know you would not mind. Send away the ghosts that haunt me now. Yet things I fear just wouldn't seem so near. When I stroll out late at night, would be nothing rattling at my ears. There are nights when the wind comes out of my old place. I have dreams, yeah, wake up with the sweat pouring down my face, and I wait until the morning comes.
Way never gets nothing done. If I had some money, I'd be on the run. But all the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. All the green hand that live around this land, they'll be wiped away come judgment day. But all the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone.
Dark land. There are no roads here. There is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, there's a grown over wagon trail that's headed for the west. And there's a teepee ring at the Purple Springs if your ponies need their rest. There's a shepherd out in Vauxhall in the coulees who may know. But the sheep shack's old and leaning, and that was 60 years ago. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Lossy hand carts pulled by desperate settlers bent under the yoke, fleeing lives of certain serfdom for this new faith of which he spoke. Trekking across the desert with a few intrepid Danes, there's times I still think I can feel the blood of Vikings in my veins. River Ridge. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand, no written law to stay one's hand.
Surprise, oh, that rises to the top.
I didn't mean to pick on Nico again. I'm sorry. It's just that, remember when the new pornographers started and I thought they were great 20 years ago. With that record, Master Romantic, they played the West End Cultural Center, and it was just the most high-energy show ever, and they played Cruel to Be Kind, and they played a Toronto cover. I can't remember which one, whether it was Your Daddy Don't Know or that other one, and it was just so much fun. And then I've been chasing that dragon ever since. It's never really been the same for me. And that's okay. That's just me. Ron Sexsmith in there. Ron's always been a hard one for me. I loved him in the beginning. That first record, I remember picking up that record at the Musiplex at Madison Square there. I think Dave Danilchuk talked me into buying it. I'd never heard of Ron before, and Dave said, "You got to hear this." And he was right. And that first record is fantastic. Everybody loves the first one. And then there were a couple more good ones, too. I think other songs I liked. Whereabouts I really liked. And then it's, you know, I don't know. I respect Ron. I think he's a good guy. I don't mean him in any disrespect. It's just our relationship hasn't been the same since. I did go to an album called Retriever. I think that was 2004, maybe. That song that's got to be my favorite Ron Sexsmith song ever. Although it's completely unlike anything else he's ever done. Corb Lund Band in there. Again, don't punch me out. It's just my opinion. $5 Bill. I think that's a great record. But I'm not the hugest Corb Lund fan. No Roads Here. We heard that. The Deep Dark Woods. Same thing. That Winter Hours record. And there was one before that that I thought was pretty good too. And then, well, I'm not a huge fan anymore. All the Money I Had Is Gone, but that song, oh my. And off the top, the Crash Test Dummies. I keep forgetting. Crash Test Dummies. They're from The Ghosts That Haunt Me. Two great records, and then other stuff. Okay. Having some fun here. Revisiting old friends that somehow we've lost touch. And I'm just thinking about the old days. Speaking of Corb, I guess here's another controversial one that you might want to punch me out for. Maybe I deserve it. I don't care. Here's some Hayes Coral.
Well, they took all my clothes and they took all my money. They told me dirty jokes, not a damn one funny.
say that they couldn't find it in their hearts to just get out of my way. Then out of nowhere and for nothing, you came into my life. I've seen an angel or two before, but I never asked one of my wife. You got a real fine love. You got a real sky, but you cannot hide that twinkle starlight in your eye. Well, I left my map way back there, baby. I don't know where we are, but I'm gonna pull my pony up and hitch my wagon to the star. You got a real fine love. You got a real fine love. One I am unworthy of. Yes, you got. Babies are all sleeping, and the twilight's giving in. She looks like you, he looks like her, and we all look like him. Well, maybe it's just a little thing, the way I feel tonight. A little joy, a little peace, and a whole lot of light. You got a real fine love. You got a real fine love.
spent 17 years trying to save my soul. I spent 23 more down in the hole. My soul is alright, I might get found out. And I got my soul in the house now, and I can't get out.
Sean Colvin, 1996, A Few Small Repairs, a big record, a great record, an iconic record, really. Just a big, big record. And then, I don't know, I got immense respect for Sean Colvin. I've liked something, a bunch of things that she's done since then. I just never loved anything quite as much as that one, I suppose. Get Out of This House. Before that, John Hyatt. You gotta love John Hyatt just because he's frickin' John Hyatt, and he's a cool man. But I don't know. And he's done some great things, some great songs anyway. But it's been a while since I heard a record I love quite as much as Stolen Moments. We heard Real Fine Love. I mean, there's some good ones for sure, Crossing Muddy Waters. Some great ones, really. But I don't know. The recent stuff, not I don't love it as much. Hayes Carl, Hey Baby, Where You Been from Little Rock. Are there any artists that you used to love that you don't, you know, you're not as close to anymore? Let me know. Jeff@telebandtogohome.com. Check out telebandtogohome.com and stay tuned for more great stuff here on UMFM. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., and hopefully you will as well.